I wasn't right in beginning of the visit with Miss Mary and Marvin this Sunday after supper, the 18th of March, 73. Chan one right, beginning the visit with Ms. Gusser and Marvin this Sunday after supper, the 18th of March, 73. Nobody here. Rick and Debbie are off. Channel 1 right, beginning the visit with Miss Mary and Marvin this Sunday after supper, the 18th of March, 73.
It's been hurting me.
Yeah.
And I took some medicine, and yesterday was just so windy I couldn't get out.
Well, that's the big thing, when that wind.
Dr. Daly and Dr. Gibney both told me to stay out of it.
Yeah.
And so I just had to stay in, and I just told Marvin, I said, you know, I'm going to want to go back. Well, go on back to bed. And I just slept. And I could be asleep now. If I get up and go on about my business, you know, I don't get sleepy. But just let me sit down. And I get sleepy.
Well, that's the medicine you take.
Yes, ma'am. I guess so.
Who gets sleepy?
I do.
You mean just as a rule?
No, it's when I'm taking my medicine. I've been having back trouble and side trouble, and I've been taking my medicine, and if I sit down, I get sleepy. I can just go to bed right now and sleep all night long.
Well, ain't that nice? I can't.
And I slept all day just about it yesterday. And what did we do Friday?
You was in town.
Yeah.
All that last week.
Let's see, Friday.
Yes, we was in there.
Thursday.
Friday.
Not right, see.
Was that on your tax stuff?
No, that was on our land.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so.
Oh, I see.
So, you been sleeping today?
Not very much. I slept till about 10 o'clock.
Well, you look good. Maybe it does you good.
Well, it does. They say it does. I think my blood pressure's a little bit up.
Can you tell?
I've been real dizzy.
Oh.
And they say that that's what it takes to bring it back down is to rest.
Oh, really?
That's
rest
right.
And take them pills.
Yeah. I don't know what those pills do, but they work. Gee whiz. Well, I could use $4,000 or $5,000 to sort of put me on my feet.
Yeah.
It does sound good, though.
Yeah, it does sound good.
He's just making fun of us because he knows we...
You know what to say down at the... At the Marion Finance, you see friendly Bob, and he'll just lump all your debts into one.
Yeah.
You see.
Just make one big one out of a lot of small ones.
So you won't have to worry about all them little ones.
You just save right check.
You just have to
check,
worry about that big one.
Well, tell me about it. Did it was it tedious or did you have a big time?
Well, we both got mad because Mr. Adkins wrote us a letter, you know, and he said that he had us charged with $220 for an abstract.
Yes.
Which
and
wasn't
I
right.
Called him in there. I called him in. I asked him. He said, yes, sure I have. And I said, how come you got me and Marvin charged with an abstract when we had the land abstracted the 1st of 72? And then when we come in here, you told us to go and have it brought up to date, and that cost us $35, I think it was. He said, you got a receipt to that effect? I said, I got two. But the one where I had the land abstracted, it was in the book, the abstract book. So next morning I called the abstract people and asked them, did they have a record? And they said, just let me look and I'll call you back in a little while. And they called me back and they said, we sure have. And they told me that it was abstracted January the 8th, and it cost me $185. And then they told me, when I carried it back in there, to have it brought up to date. I said, well, I got that receipt. Well, they said, if you have any trouble, you tell them to call this office and we'll verify it. But he had already called in and had it verified. They told him that we did, so he marked that out.
Well,
that's all there was to
it. I don't know why they wanted to charge $220 there, and knowing it wasn't right. But
and
they did.
If you hadn't known that you had it done, you'd had to pay it.
Yeah, sure. But that was $220 that we saved by opening our mouth, I reckon.
Well, it don't always work that way.
No.
And that's your
but
office.
The rest of it now went just wasn't in trouble with that?
No trouble at all. It went off very smoothly, and they got through. I said, Marvin, let's go. He said, no, you ain't going. Sit down. I've got to talk to you. He said, let these guys get on out of here. And he told me, he said, me and Marvin had worked hard all our life, and now it's getting time that we had some pleasure. Spend some of that money. I said, listen, you sit down with your pencil, and you figure it out. How we can go and spend that money and have a big time, and then when tax time comes, income tax time comes, insurance comes, we'll have the money to pay for it. I said, we'll get started. He said, I can't do it. I said, no, and I can't have a big time off of it either, because this day of coming, I'm going to have to send Uncle Sam his part of it.
Not this first.
Yeah, but doggone, yes, we will.
Not the first part.
Yes, sir.
It'll be income tax and Social Security to come off of it.
You might be right.
Don't tell me.
A pretty good lump of it, too.
You don't, it don't do you any good to sell anything.
You mean it's that bad?
It's that bad. You know what? We paid over $600 Social Security this year.
Well, they'll get at least, if you can't show a lot of deductions, they'll get about 16%. What's Social Security? About 6% now? Is that right? About right?
Yeah.
Somewhere it's closed. So, Internal Revenue will get about 10%. And it'll be about 6% Social Security. So, but the Social Security gets there from the top. See, they get theirs on the gross.
And that's going up.
The revenue, they come on your net. So,
mm-hmm. Well, I would tell you, I didn't know you had to pay Social Security on selling a piece of property.
Any kind of earnings. If it's living, you pay Social Security. That's what they tell me.
God damn. Well, good Lord. Well, how can anybody trade corn?
I don't know, but you know, we paid our Social Security this year, for last year, it was little over, what, $600, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Little over $600. Just Social Security alone. And we didn't make no money much last year.
No.
They say it's going to be worse this year. Taxes is going up. Social Security is going up. Except my Social Security, they're going to take that away from me.
So most any earnings, why, is subject to Social Security.
How come you wouldn't get it taken away from you?
On account of selling that piece of property.
On account of it.
And then, you know, they've cut it anyway.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, if you
see, they're going up on Medicare.
If you're drawing Social Security, you're only allowed, what, 1880, I believe. To earn $1,880.
Mm-hmm. So if you earn more than that,
more
you don't
than
get
that, that's right.
It's awful all complex.
It sure is. Any way you take it, but that little bit she was drawing wouldn't make that much difference anyhow.
It paid the light bill and the phone bill.
If you didn't make too many long distance calls.
Yeah.
Call Ibbinson.
Not too many times.
Hi, George.
I tell you.
But she's talking about Adkins saying for us to have a good time, that's what he'll say, and then he'll turn right around and say, don't spend that money. Put it up and save it.
Will he?
Yeah, he'll do it. Put it up. Put it in savings.
Just depends on which day you listen to it.
That's right. Or what hour.
Gee whiz.
Well, at least you sold it on your terms. Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. At least wise, I won't have to go over there and work anymore.
I tell you, that's just too much for two people, me and her, to keep up. Mm-hmm. That
and we have too many darn fences to build and keep up for other people. And other people won't help us.
I guess there's ways around things. If you can figure them out, but I was talking to a guy the other day, and he says that you can't get part-time help anymore if you do and work them. I think it's 16 hours. Then you're supposed to pay them for full time.
Well, Marvin?
And Social Security.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you get part-time help, then you work them 8 hours today. Or you don't want to bother that man no more for about a week, and then work him another 8 hours.
Oh, that's a way.
If you work him 2 days, then he
gets. Well, yeah, that's right. You can work him 2 days.
Then you get.
Then let him go for a while.
Or you can work him 2 days.
16 hours. Anything over that, why it's a regular time, you know.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something?
Full time, rather.
Ain't that something? Now, you never drawed anything like that.
Oh, no. No. But, you know,
they're
changing the law so fast that I don't try to keep up with them. And I can hear this, that, and the other every once in a while. That somebody else maybe got in trouble about. So it just puts you to where you don't know whether you ought to hire anybody or not.
No, we ain't gonna hire nobody.
No. You have to hire somebody. You have to hire your cousin or somebody that'll.
Well, they're worse.
2 days a week.
Well, 2 days a week. Yeah, well, that's right. You could use the same man 2 days a week. Something like that.
I wonder if these big shots, if they get into such trouble as that.
No,
well, there's ways around it if you could just figure.
The rich man is getting richer and the poor man's getting poor.
Yeah, there's got to be ways around it. Well, we ought to do like Tom Adams. Get out there and work a bunch of prisoners. Just work them on the farm, let them make the farm for you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, I didn't read that. What was that, Marvin?
Well, the most I've heard, I didn't read any of it.
Did you on the radio?
Heard it on the radio, and I think I read a little bit of it in the paper.
Yeah.
Somewhere. But he was taking the prisoners and letting them work his farm the way I understood it.
Yeah.
And. Well, you know, where they'd let these prisoners out on maybe good behavior, go and get you a job and work it in the daytime, come back at night.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
And wasn't paying them.
Well, they tell me that Mr. Whitehurst over here used the county equipment and all,
well,
clear all his
I wouldn't doubt that.
Land. And
you know, he was
that's what I heard.
For years.
Yeah.
I heard that that's the way he got his.
Well, he's, Well, and then he had to resign?
Well, I don't think so, not yet. I don't think he has. He was under investigation.
Oh, is that it? Is that all?
Well, still is, as far as I know.
He's been under investigation.
Yeah.
Well, they ain't.
But see, I think the governor said that he was going to look into it, you know, of course. What is he? He's a lieutenant governor himself, isn't he?
Yes.
I didn't vote for him.
I didn't either, but I think he is.
I knew Tom Adams when he was in the legislature, and he was a right nice sort of fella.
Well, isn't he the same Tom Adams that when they first started that Gromney Farms at the university?
Yeah.
And he the same overseer of that?
Yeah.
Well, they tell me that he was on the little on the crooked side then.
He worked things,
yeah. That's what I hear when they started off with mules out there.
Yeah.
Is that right?
But he got things done in politics, and I used to vote for him.
Well, they tell me didn't who taking his place? Joe Cabayas, Sheriff Joe Cabayas. Didn't he take his place out there and then he got to be sheriff? Didn't they pull him out of then?
No.
The governor and make him sheriff? Yeah, they did. They pulled him out of that university and made sheriff.
Yeah.
High sheriff. Because he was appointed by the governor the first year. And then after that he run and he's been winning ever since. Of course, he's a politician too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you haven't been anywhere.
No, sir. Only I went the other day when we got through in there quarreling at Mr.
Thursday.
Adkins.
Thursday,
I told Marvin, I said, let's take off and go to Cross City. He said, all right, let's go. So we went. We went to my brother's and stayed a while and started on back home. We met Aunt Nora and Lucy and Teak going to prayer meeting and they didn't know what to do, but we had to go. So we turned around, went back to prayer meeting, and we come home that night.
Yeah.
Oh, with Aunt Nora. She was
able to go to prayer meeting.
Isn't that nice? You just never know when you're going to.
You sure don't.
No, sir. You know.
Well, I'm glad you had a little celebration after all that.
We didn't have no celebration. We just went to church.
We just rode.
We come out to the church house. There was a friend of mine in there, and I was talking to her, and I said, Miss Emmy, how you feel? She says, I'm so dizzy, I can't hardly stand it. And we walked out of the church house, and I heard somebody holler, help me. And I looked around, and Maggie Glisson was on the ground over, and I just started calling her, and trying to get her to answer, and she's up yonder in the Lodgeway General Hospital now, paralyzed in both sides.
She had a stroke.
Right there.
She had a stroke right there and had another stroke.
I have a done.
And I talked to her daughter-in-law. I don't know who she is, but I called the hospital yesterday and talked to her daughter-in-law, and said the doctor said that there just wasn't no hope. Said the blood pressure would go up and then come down, go up and come down. And she was liable to go anytime. She don't know nobody, and she said she was swollen bad in the face. And Aunt Nora called me last night and talked to me about her and said that she didn't even look like herself.
Okay.
I was going up there today, but I was just too lazy.
Yeah.
But
her and the coma and everything, she wouldn't know, you know.
I ordered some flowers and sent them up there. Miss Cravass said she'd get them up there yesterday evening.
No, that's a little bit too late to start visiting.
But you just had been talking with her.
My husband, she was sitting across the aisle, and when church was over, I went over there and was talking to her, and we walked out. And She was just behind me, and I heard somebody scream to help me. And I hollered for some of them to go get some water. Well, me and Marvin, neither one, didn't know where the spigot was at. But Maggie, she run and got a handkerchief and got some water, and we bathed her.
Well, see, I helped her up.
Yeah, Marvin,
he... first until after Maggie, after Miss Maggie hollered. Well, she was... It was me and Mary was walking out, and her and another lady was walking right behind us. And that's about it. And then all we had to do was just turn right around.
Cross City? No, Newberry.
Cross
no,
City,
it
Cross
was
City.
At McCray.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't been to the river, to the Swanee?
Just crossed it.
Yeah.
It's full. I tried to get Louise, but I couldn't get her. You know, I see her place is up for sale.
Here in town?
That's
ain't
right.
Making over?
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Why,
Mr. And, you know Everett Smith?
Yeah.
Well, we went to see him.
Yeah.
The other day after we got through, I told him, let's go on down and see Everett. And we went and visited with him a little while, and I said something to Everett, and he said, yeah, it was up for sale. Said she had it up for sale.
You mean he just keeps up with things right along?
Well, he don't live too far from there, you know.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Well, I'll be darned. I'll be darned. Well, she tried, and she just can't make it over there.
Can't make
well,
it over
she
there.
Figures if she can't live, that she'll just sell it to somebody. Maybe it can.
Well, isn't that something? Ain't that something? Your own family.
Mr. Miles, that's the worst people you can live by.
Well, now you keep saying that, Miss Mary. You have.
I don't live by any of my people. Just see them once in a while.
Well, you ain't ever had any trouble with your people.
No, they ain't never lived by them either.
That's the best way.
That's the best way is just to see them once in a while.
Yeah. That's the way to stay on good terms.
That's right. I have just as little dealings to do with them as you can. Because they expect too much out of you.
Yeah. Just not have any dealings.
That's right.
Just eat Sunday dinner with them.
Sometimes I think if you could be back about 5 miles back off in a swamp somewhere and one way in and the same way out, you know. You can raise guineas and turkeys.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me tell you, living out in the woods, you know it's shameful. Let me tell you what. I got a piece of stuff in the mail the other day that said they were trying to break into this, what they call the highway fund up there in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain huge sums of money from gasoline tax and all go into that fund to build highways. And you see, everybody connected with highways is behind it. Now you talk about let me tell you, Marvin, you know, since after the war, they had a lot of these research projects that they farmed out in the World War II, and the universities got in on them. And then after the war, money got so plentiful, and they got more and more of those things, and it almost broke up the universities.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sir, you know what you can do. You put a few million dollars in a fund up there and make it available to the chemists or the physicists
right.
or somebody
mm-hmm.
like that, and it'll upset the whole damn United States.
Sure.
They'll all start maneuvering to get in on that $1 million, $2 or $3 million up there. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
They want that government money. Now, I talk like I've been in on some, but I haven't. But I can tell how it works. Well, you know what you do. when I come down here, I didn't notice it so much until I come down here. But I'd go along a place where it was just solid country land. Next time I'd go through along there, they'd have a road.
That's right.
Well, it's a damn highway fund. They just, if they haven't got a good place to put it, they'll put it in a bad place. They don't care where they put it.
You look like you got a good warm job.
Well, you take the state.
So you can't get a place back in the woods.
No, you can't.
That damn highway fund.
That it's laid up and it's got to be spent.
It's got to be spent.
At a certain time.
Yes, sir.
Like just like
get up and wash up your dishes. Let's do that
job. Well, look, don't stop anybody say it who wants to work.
Like that, you know, universe out there on certain apartments. Now, I don't say they all that away.
Oh, rascal.
But the apartment we was in,
yeah,
they had a quota. They got a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm. She just went in for the weekend.
And when July come, when May come,
yeah,
they begin to figure.
Yeah.
See how much we got left.
And
at the end of June, if they got $500 left, we got to spend it before the 1st of July or we'll be cut that much next year, see?
Yeah.
So just go out and buy anything you need.
We'll buy half that lawnmower.
Yeah, or whatever. A grill press or what? We got $500 to get rid of.
Did you get your fertilizer?
No.
Well, ours didn't come either.
That's one thing I was wanting to talk to you about.
No, we ain't even seen to hear tell nothing about no fertilizer.
I called down there at Seminole a week ago, and I said...
Well, we went and hauled two loads, and the man promised to bring ours out here.
I wanted 5 tons, and he said he'd bring 5 tons.
You can't get nobody to do nothing for you.
This fella was in... It was two of them in there, see. And they got two fellas working on the outside. One of them broke his arm. Well, he's been off 2 weeks drawing that compensation with a broke arm, and he could be in there answering the telephone. And let this other fella get out and deliver the fertilizer.
Yeah. No.
Well, he just hadn't come back.
he might not even broke his arm.
Well, he might not have.
He might not have.
He says it's broke, and I guess it is.
He might have sprained it or something. These are people.
So, Wallace is out with a broke arm, and John... It just about run him crazy.
He ain't got no sense.
Well, he didn't have much to start with.
Yeah.
But he did have sense enough to deliver fertilizer if he could have got out of it.
So, was he going to spread it for you?
Oh, No.
You buy it in a sack?
Yeah.
And then you spread it when you get ready? Mm-hmm.
But you know that you can buy it. Buy it is cheap. And rent the spreader. I think they get about $4 a day or $4. No, it ain't either. Wait a minute. It's $2 a ton for the spreader. And the thing will hold about 9 tons. See, and they'll fill it up with fertilizer if you can pull it away from there and you do your own spread, or you can pull it with a tractor. Or anything, and they got a brand new spreader there, and they got a brand new spreader truck. But our expense with the trucks, they never did put it down right, or they didn't put down enough.
Yeah.
Maybe we'd order 10 tons, and it didn't look like they put down but about 5.
That's it.
You don't know how much.
So
that's right.
I mean,
right.
That way,
you
I just
put it where?
I just about assume get mine in the sack. It cost more money.
10 cents. And then you had to spread it. But I'd rather put it where I want it.
That's
you.
Right.
And
the amount.
I want it.
And the amount we won't.
But I told Marvin, I said, they can bring it all out that one load and it'll save us going in and getting it.
Because we can only haul a ton.
We could pay for them bringing it out there. Cheaper than we could go in and just...
Yeah.
Well, taking 5 tons, it won't cost nothing to get it out to you.
You just sure can't get them to do nothing.
Now, what are you getting? 10, 10,
10? 10, 10, 10.
How much they charge you?
$61 a ton.
Boy, it's going up, hasn't it?
But it's going up again next week, too.
What?
$61. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, I ordered some from Seminole, and they said it didn't have it. Didn't have enough nitrogen.
Well, that's what they say up in. That they've got in, they're supposed to get in a load, had a load ordered, and after then they didn't know.
And we put down some, what was it?
Ammonium nitrate. I'm going to put out some more of that.
On our grass.
But I can get that. They call it the green charge. It ain't a thing in the world but ammonium nitrate. And it's not too much worse than your regular 10-10-10.
No.
But it doesn't last as long. It just, you know, it's quick acting. It acts right now, and that's about it.
Let me tell you, this fellow, one of the fellows over there, he's a nice fellow. I forget his name. Rolf. He was a big, long fella from over around Williston. What was his name? And he brought me some fertilizer one time and put it out. And his thing wasn't working right. And he put some out over there, must put 100 mm-hmm. pounds to the acre.
You know what
That's
he
the
done?
Same guy that
you
put
know
out
what he, done?
He put out for a different all
I said, and I say it to her yet, that he didn't put out as much fertilizer as he was supposed to, and he carried it to his farm to work.
Well, see, he'd got a big farm up that well.
Yeah, let me tell you, I was out there with him, and we went out in the back pasture, or somewhere over here maybe, and put out some, and that was supposed to take up all the fertilizer. Mm-hmm. And you look back there, you see, and half of it left.
Sure.
And so what he did, he just started going round, round in circles.
Well, what he was hoping that you wouldn't be out there and that half of it left, he'd have carried it on back to his place.
What do you reckon?
Well, I'm pretty sure of it. I think that's the way he done
it. We tried to go. We went in and tried to get the Seminole man to come out there and look at our grass, where he planted, where he fertilized it, and where he didn't. But he didn't do it.
So I got so I'd called on that Farmers Mutual. I like to trade down there. I did at the time. I haven't been there since he did that. And I called.
Well, that's all changed hands since then.
Yeah, several times maybe. Mm. Well, and I'd ask him who's spreading fertilizer. And they'd tell me this fella. Well, I said, I don't believe I need any this time.
I think they got a new guy on there now. I don't know who he is. But they got a brand new truck and a brand new spreader now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The truck, you know, they got a truck spreader. And then they got that big 9-ton spreader that they rent.
Yeah.
You know, out to people.
Yeah.
And, I used that old spreader they had one time.
Yeah.
And it done a good job. But I haven't got anything now to pull it.
Yeah. When they had watermelons in my back pasture, they brought one of them. They had a 20-ton truck out here. And this little thing would hold 5 tons. Mm-hmm. And the tractor would pull it.
Well, the tractor, our tractor will pull that 9-ton spreader and put it out, but I don't have any way to get it from town to the house.
Yeah.
Or I'd use it.
Yeah.
See, because that thing bears down.
That thing bears down.
And it's mm-hmm. a two-wheel outfit.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Hmm?
Gee whiz.
And you hook it on the back of your truck. Well, you can see your truck just
yeah. How come you come over there the other day and didn't stop?
What day is that? Oh, your clothes was out on the line. Wasn't
Must
they?
Have been Saturday, wasn't it?
It was Friday.
Friday.
And Shirley called, said she was in trouble.
Yeah, I guess.
Shirley, she tried to get you. And she called me, but after I got over there, she didn't need me.
Well, let's see. Friday evening.
It's Friday around noon. And I was trying to get back over here to get Faye and them before they went to town.
We was home.
Yeah, I saw your clothes out there on
the line. We was home Friday.
That's right. Yeah, I hauled that. I cut up that mess of stuff out of up there in the pasture and hauled it out. The old oaks had blowed up. Blowed down. Limbs, you know, and stuff.
Well, we were about ready to
How go. Come she didn't need you?
Well, those cows, somehow they got mixed up in the rye. And then they went over there across the field into the millet, where they've just planted millet and it's just coming up.
Well, heck, she didn't want you to go over there.
And they were just...
The wrong one went.
I got the wrong one, didn't it? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You remember I showed you that oats out there?
Mm-hmm.
Where it was coming on? Well, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Ever since you over here, I've had to put them cows in every day. Them oats have started growing.
Well,
what in the world held them up?
Well, they wanted, waiting on a little bit of warm weather, they'll run up and out of seed, you know. If you don't keep them grazed off, they'll go right on up to seed.
Yes, I know. I know, but even so, they'd mow them off and they'd
come right back.
Just solid all over the thing.
That warm weather's got them moving.
You reckon that's it?
See, oats, they like good normal warm weather.
Lord, and now that we've got grass all over the place, we don't need them.
Rye like.
It was a warm winter, Marvin, and it never did grow, is what I'm trying to tell you.
I don't know. It seemed like it's pretty cold to me at night, anyhow.
And I...
Marvin said he heard the whippoorwills.
Raiding sand last night.
Well,
I heard
him
one night this week.
Last night, I thought I heard him, and I opened the door and walked outside to make sure... I did, but it was whippoorwills, and it was three or four of them. Yes, raiding sand.
Well, I hadn't heard that, but I've seen a lot of meadowlarks out there.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of them around. But
what does that mean, Marvin, when the whippoorwills start?
Spring is supposed to be open.
Now the robins is all gone?
The robins is not
there's
done.
Very few left.
Well, now you see, you know, I used to see them come in up there. And what they'd do, they would wait until there was all this strong wind blowing up from the south, and they'd ride it in. They didn't work. They just sort of hitchhiked, you might say.
Smart.
Yeah. They'd just all be there. One day they wasn't there, and one day they're all there. Especially after it's blustery, you see. You'd think nobody would want to be out in that weather.
Just hundreds of them along the roadside.
Yeah. And they do the same thing coming down, I think.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You see them congregated? I remember we went through Berea there in Kentucky one time. They had that campus out there. And you could just see way off, you see. And ever which way you looked, was those robins. And I guess they were just waiting for a ride. It's just further than they wanted to walk.
Yeah.
No, son. And, don't you know, I told you my cows were hunchy and hard to please.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, I was out of hay and the grass hadn't come out and they had them calves on them and they was nervous and nothing to eat. Well, son, it rained. Don't you remember that rain?
Mm-hmm.
And we got an inch and a half. And it was warm rain. And one day it was winter, the next day it was summer.
Mm-hmm. And been summer ever since.
Yes.
And
things have quieted down. You don't hear anything anymore. There ain't any. I can walk out there now and they don't all hoot at me. Yours don't do that.
Mine is poor.
Oh,
all
that lick, you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not supposed to fatten them anyway. It's supposed to kind of keep them strong enough to make them hungry enough to eat anything they can get.
Yeah.
But and it's supposed to help the little calves.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, that's more so far it's more than anything mm-hmm. else. Is to,
you want to wash the dishes?
She said she wanted you to do that.
Let me tell you, I don't know where you'd rather sit over here. You never do sit in the front. We never do. I never go in the front. That's Faye's room in there. This is Mamu's room in here. The only time I go in there is when Mamu was there. Whenever I go in the front room there, I just go in there to ask Faye something, you know, ask her, borrow a little money from her or something like that.
Did she let you have it?
And the rest of the time, I'm just right here. This is the only place I stay, right here in the kitchen.
Somebody not long ago said, you know, I've been out here on and off for 2 years, and I didn't know there was any other room in the house.
Yeah. Well, you know, it used to be when I was over to a house, the only place I'd ever see was the kitchen and the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
We'd always held forth right there. It didn't have to move.
Well, Guy doesn't like the lights anywhere else in the house except in here. He'd turn those on over there and put his dark glasses on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
And
I'm peculiar.
He'll come in the front room when I'm working and doing something in there, and he'll say, how do you stand these
lights? Yes, he's always got lights right there where you look at them. That's what's in a house trailer. You can't get them up out of sight, you see. They're all right there where you got to look at them. And furthermore, most of them got these big bulbs, big globes.
Mm-hmm.
What's growing in your garden?
Yes.
Not anything much but my onions and my Irish potatoes and the collards. And some of them has been blooming and I pull them up.
Uh-huh. Irish potatoes?
Mm-hmm. Got my Irish potatoes. Marvin's got him some Irish potatoes.
That's my French fry patch.
French fry patch. What else you going to plant?
Oh, I don't know. I got a few tomatoes planted.
Oh, yeah, some cucumbers coming out.
A few cucumbers.
Good.
The pickle type, the small type.
Uh-huh. Oh, I wish you could have some tomatoes. I love tomatoes.
Well, we're going to put up, plant some tomatoes.
Plant out some, a few, not no big size, but enough that we can have, you know, some tomatoes.
I want Marvin to take the plow down there and plow up that mustard. And stuff because it's gone, you know, it ain't no more good. It's bloomed out.
Yeah.
Plied up and planted in peas and tomatoes.
Well, I'm
going to
plant the rest of that garden and what's left of it in tomatoes. I'm going to keep that for strictly for tomatoes.
Oh, man, won't that be nice. Now, you got to put in more than one variety because the variety you put in may not be what you think it is.
Well,
you know how that works?
If you get the right kind of seed,
but you don't know this.
That's
it.
Right.
You don't know.
Is that
I got
right?
The homestead.
Yeah.
That's what I planted the seed of, but it might come out that little old tomato.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, really?
It was the worst case I ever saw of that. I forget the name of it. I was raising sweet potatoes that spring with Earl Hill up here in Santa Fe because he was old timer at it down
mm-hmm.
here, and he ordered them slips from up in Georgia. And he wanted that early variety, a special one.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent him a late one. First time he'd ever got crossed up. Mm-hmm. But he got crossed up big.
Oh, when you buy seed, you don't worry about
it. Well, Johnson and Ferris,
the right one
you buy one kind, you're just allowed to get anything.
Isn't that right?
This is supposed to be a homestead tomato. And the reason I like it is because it's just red, the veins, you know, the inside of it is red,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't have a hard center down it.
Yeah.
It's red ripe all through.
Well, now that's it. That's what happens. And I'm telling you, after you go to come, then after you wait, you see, and get them up and see, you don't know until
That's true.
Takes so long to find out whether you're right or not.
Well, I'll get a few from...
We better run on.
What are you talking about?
We got to go, Miss Mom.
How's your highways, Linda and Curtis?
I don't know.
We never see them anymore.
You know, they went and bought them a big, nice, brand new house trailer. They're getting along all right. Miss Mom,
well, what did they do on that old one?
They traded it in.
Well, they didn't have to pay any money then.
Guy told me to give you that orange juice.
He's
good for you.
Well, I
it's
know
good
it will.
For you, that's for sure. It's full of vitamins.
They traded it off and got him a big, nice, brand new. Marvin said he was talking about trading his new truck back in on a what?
One of them that, the one that goes in the woods, four wheels, something or another. I'd have forgotten out what they called it.
Oh, wow.
Well, they just buy lots of things.
Well, they just buy them like it was.
All they can do is keep the interest up on it. They won't never be able to pay any on the principal. Not like that, not going that way.
The way they're going? Well, after all, they got to eat.
That's what I meant.
And they think that they think we're going to pay for that trailer. And but they got another thought coming because I ain't going to do it.
The county just doesn't pay that kind of money out of state. Either way you go, I mean, for the job that they got.
Yeah.
I imagine he makes around
$8,000. They might think I am, but they're going to be fooled because I ain't.
Makes about $8,000
I've carried
him
long enough.
Linda's probably making... I don't know how much she's making.
Curtis makes over $7,500 a year.
Well, I imagine Curtis is making right at $8,009. Linda's probably making somewhere around $6,500 or something like that. So they're making quite a bit of money, but not that much money.
Yeah, they it takes them a good bit to live.
Well, it takes quite a bit to live.
Well, they don't sit down to the table and eat like Marvin and I.
They don't?
No, sir. They got to have cookies and beef steak or pork chops or something like that.
And you take that trailer.
You know what I went and done yesterday?
With interest, it cost them about $9,000.
Don't tell me.
I got Marvin to cut me a couple of swamp cabbage and I cooked them for supper.
Oh.
I thought y'all was coming over.
Miss Mary, for supper?
I was undecided about that. What I was holding out on, I was waiting till we could, till Debbie or somebody was here, where we could, you know, come over some morning or have supper or something, and visit a little bit, you see. And I never know just when that's going to be.
But by George, that makes me mad.
And I thought, you see, she went in on business was Faye Friday, and I thought she's coming on back. Well, she didn't. And you see that way, I thought we'd have Saturday. So, just get all cattywampus
and
away.
Swamp cabbage, and I've been. This is the thing that I've been wanting all this time.
Could I tell it?
Tell what?
You have to now, Miss Mary.
Could I tell it?
I reckon if you know it, more than that, I'll tell it.
If you know it.
Mr. Miles, if you ever tell anything that I tell you and Miss Miles to your friends across the creek, don't you never come back across that river, this bridge. If you knew. This is just between us now.
Okay.
But you know, when you went over yonder to help with the cows.
Yeah.
When you come back,
yeah.
Well, certain guy, he got in the truck and he was going to come on with you. He followed you to River Styx, but his heart failed him and he turned around and came back.
Is that right?
When was that, Friday?
Yeah, he asked me, he said, what do about it? He said, would you go over there? I said, yeah, go on. I said, yeah, but one thing he can do to you and that's to run you off. I tell you to come in.
Well, we could have had a big time, boss. Nobody else was here. He would have really hit it right.
He would have hit the nail on the head that time.
You don't think it was God if they wanted to help with the cow?
No.
Same getting mighty complicated.
It is getting complicated. Well,
somebody called me and says, have you heard from Mr. and Ms. Mine? I said, yes. I said, well, the first one to know said, did Mr. Miles stop by? I said, Mr. Miles stopped by? I said, no. I ain't seen Mr. Miles. I said, you know that booger called me? And he said that Debbie had been trying to get me. She had, I talked to him a little bit, and he said that Debbie had rode off down the road or walked off down the road, and she'd been trying to get in touch with me. And I said, I told Mr. Miles that I'd been gone up to Gainesville, and, but I would be home now Friday and Saturday. That I had my business all tended to and I'd be at home. So here he comes.
Lickety split.
I wish to goodness you'd have been to my house. I wish I wish to goodness you could have seen him.
I never laid eyes on him.
I wouldn't know him.
You would.
I never laid eyes on him.
He can't look at his face.
He have on his brogans though.
And listen. And he said something other about the hunting. And I said, oh, Virgil, she's not interested in hunting. She wants to go fishing. I said, Mrs. Miles told me that she carried her over there for you to show her how to, you work your cat lines. I said, that's what she's interested in. And he said, well, he said, I tell you, he said, I want you to talk up for me. And he said, I'll take her fishing. I said, well, now, Virgil, not knowing, you know, that he would agree to it. I said, now, Virgil, you and Debbie can't go fishing by yourself. I got to go. I said, I got to chaperone y'all. He said, yeah, you can go with me.
The first time. Yeah, the first time.
Well, he's got it bad.
I'm telling you.
Ooh, he's got it bad.
He
has. He says, I tell you, I said, I like what I see.
But I don't know what he's saying. Well, it's a, you know. to me, if I don't know what Debbie thinks of him. She probably likes him as just a human being, just like she would
she
me or anybody else. But for a boyfriend, if she liked him that much, you'd either call him or write him or tell him to come to see her, or she'd go to see him. That's the way I would think. But I mean, somebody has to go plumb crazy the first time you see somebody.
Well, as far as I can tell, as far as Debbie wants to go, is over to your house.
That's all. Yeah. As far as Debbie wants to go, is to your house.
I'm the one that talked up this cattle business over there. Because she goes out there and watches me handle cattle. Well, I don't want her to watch me. I get the idea of handling cattle from watching me. That would be something. So I sort of talked it up. I thought I was talking that up. You know, surely.
They kept saying she didn't have anybody to help her, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She just didn't have anybody to help her. And so I said, well, Debbie, come over.
Yeah. And she handles cattle right smart during the day. And so I don't know anybody. I don't know any of the cattle people, you see. I don't know what they do. Well, if I wanted to watch somebody handle cattle, I could just go out and, you know, just roam around until I found somebody or something. But she can't quite do that.
But, you know, our cows, I don't know if everybody's is that way or not. And I heard you all down there tonight when you was hauling at the cows,
mm-hmm.
and would have come down there to help you. But our cows, men, her
yeah.
can go down there and we can handle them. We walk
yeah.
all through them and everything.
Right.
But let one more person come down there and
yeah.
it's a different bunch of cattle.
They
just,
well,
they're ready to go.
Yeah.
They're
dressed different.
They just
and
take
if you,
off.
Even if you stay in the cab.
That's right.
They
know it.
Is that
right? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You
I
know,
think
it's
everybody.
I know ours are. And
well,
that's the reason I hesitate to go, you know, to people's.
I sort of, yes, if you were down there, those guys wouldn't pay attention to you. But anybody else, you know, it depends on how you.
Well, how's your little mother escape? Did you ever get him to use a bucket?
I didn't try.
You didn't?
No. I was going to let Debbie take him over there to Mrs. Dodd's, and then she could watch him take over. I got the cat. See, he's a beautiful little calf on the oldest cow I've got.
Mm-hmm.
So he pulls her down.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I just let Mrs. Dodd raise him, but I didn't want to get rid of him. And then all this other stuff came up, so I just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And he doing fine down there. You see the grass come out.
Yeah, what color is he? Black or red? Or?
Probably red, white face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you had a little black one time, a little black white
yeah.
face.
Yeah.
You know, somebody told us, it was Everett, I believe, said he got 81 cents a pound for
yeah.
the case.
88, I believe. Yeah.
Well, maybe it was.
I believe it was 88.
Recently?
Yes.
Yes. Maybe. No, just a little while ago.
Oh, he had a bad operation.
But somebody, I heard somebody else that had got that much for some calves too. I don't remember who it was.
You know, he was as vigorous as anybody I know.
That was the biggest surprise.
He's strong.
So, oh, yeah.
Who was that?
Everett.
Well, he ain't no more. You know, he told us, he said that he had such a big growth, and they had to cut it out, and so they just sewed up his rectum and his bowels moves always will out at his side.
Yeah.
You know, that's terrible, isn't it? That's a terrible operation.
Well, he can live a long time that way, though.
Well, he said the doctor told him.
Miles, I don't believe I'd live very long.
He said the doctor told him he could get out and ride the combine and his tractor. Bale hay, but don't lift none.
I don't know what.
Like that would be too much work for him.
Well, it looks like it would, but.
I don't know how you're going to get out there and combine mm-hmm. without lifting something.
I don't know.
Y'all pay?
Who's boss? You're him.
And the kitchen sink. You won't let him go there. You're special.
He won't let you wash it.
That's why the sink looks like it does. It never gets washed.
I better leave it alone.
If she does too much work in the kitchen, it affects her. So I take a little off of her, you see. I hadn't seen you washing dishes over at your place in some time.
Who?
You.
Well, I do it.
You don't have a dishwasher, do you?
No, yes, I do. I got two here and one on there.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought, but I hadn't seen you use it.
Oh, Lord.
No, that's curious. I didn't hear it. What is this shortage? Did you hear? That's not nitrogen stuff.
No, I didn't, though. There's a guy that's an REA man
he's
telling me Friday.
No, Faye.
Thursday.
What are you talking about?
Thursday
just keep
Friday.
On. I'll be goddamn.
Thursday Friday, he told me that they told him if he wanted any fertilizer for his pasture grass, he better get it before next week.
Oh,
is this your.
But I called while I was in there Monday, and yeah, Monday was when I got my fertilizer. I got 2 tons Monday and put it out.
Oh, did you?
And I wanted them to bring the 5 tons Wednesday, and he told me he would if he could, that he was there by himself. But then I called him. I found out I wasn't going to be home Wednesday. Oh, and I called him. At least I didn't think I was going to be home. Then I called him and told him to cancel bringing it until Friday. And so he said, well, he said that he couldn't have brought it anyway. But he says, I think I can bring it late Friday evening. But he didn't come and he didn't call. So I don't know. But he said that he had a load in, and what he was wanting to do, he said, well, he didn't want to get in too much at one time because they reflowing the building, and they would have to when they got this part reflowed, well, they'd have to move so much over here to get the sensor.
And they would do that in the fertilizer season.
Yeah, oh yeah, well. So I told him, I said, well, I said, just unload me 5 tons on your truck and bring it on our channel. And you won't, that much you won't have to move.
Yeah. I wonder, they sell a whole lot of fertilizer.
They do, they sell a lot.
Who else can you buy it from in small quantities?
Johnson and Ferris.
Yeah, but that's a whole lot of money.
Virgil, about, I don't know, he's up in his 30s. was about, I imagine, about 35.
They used to have all their fertilizers. They'd go out over the county.
Mm-hmm.
And you were making watermelons, and they'd get the fertilizer out there, and then they'd be there when you sold them out,
yeah.
Wouldn't they?
But you know, I don't know what Johnson and Ferris gets for their fertilizer, but they was plenty high on seed.
Yeah.
I bought that rye from them, and I paid for that.
I haven't even been in the store for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't get rye nowhere else but there.
Get a Seminole.
Well, I might could and I might not could. Because I tried it that other place down there, and I couldn't get it. I didn't go to Seminole. But that place on Magnolia, you know, if you're going in Ocala.
Yeah.
It's not a Peruna place. It's a Peruna feed, but this something else. Knitting there.
I find if you get your seed a little bit early.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask for them. Just
well,
think for them.
That's right. But I didn't make up my mind to plant it until late.
Yeah.
It's my trouble.
Well, I tell you, that little piece of rye that Mr. Dodd has, that put in at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. He'll get some grazing off of it.
Yeah.
But,
do you see it?
I hadn't seen it yet,
it's
no.
It's way up.
I know. It grows fast, but that warm weather will start to
get
to dying back, you know. Rye, oats now, it'll stand some heat. Rye won't.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, you can grow oats right on up into when? July, June. About the 1st of July.
Okay.
No, they don't harvest those things way up in the summer.
Well,
let them grow on and seed out, you know.
Yeah. Well, they still are growing now. But hell, I didn't get enough growth in there during the winter to keep the calves.
Well, I think our nights is too cold. We had warm days and cold nights.
Well, how cold are they? How warm does it have to be?
It should be 50, 60, I guess.
So it's growing?
Yeah. Well, most anything actually grow.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, rye is you take that Gulf rye. I think the colder it gets, the better it'll stand it.
Yeah.
But your regular old black gator rye, you got to have fairly warm weather to grow that. And it don't grow too good when it's cold. It just don't freeze, but it just don't grow.
Yeah. You gotta have a little warmth at night too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that winter crop ain't a certain, is it?
No, well, you know, that's the reason most people, I think, plants the winter pastures about the middle of October and first of November. And get it in and up. If you can get it up like that there before it starts, you know, showing up turning cold.
Yeah.
Well, it's got enough of forage there to kind of protect that root. Keep that ground, you know, kind of a little bit warm. That'll keep it growing, I think. Yeah. Let the frost hit it kind of comes up.
One thing that hurt me, I had an awful seed. It just rotted.
I know. Yeah.
Now, it was plowed and it was cut.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still rot.
The turfy.
Turfy. Yeah. And it's still got holes in it. You walk along there, you know, and you'll break a leg. You know how you do when you're not expecting to go down?
Yeah.
It'll inject you.
Well, I cut in a Bahia field to plant that rye on, and it's just as rough as it can be.
Well, there you are. Let her out.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Not very.
Are they? Yeah.
Not very.
Yeah, they've been wise.
Not very wise.
It'd be awful.
Oh, me.
Just awful, Jerry, just awful.
So you haven't had irrigate since some time.
One time, I think it was one day last week, I believe I run it for about an hour and a half.
Before it rained?
You know, we didn't get a whole lot of that rain. When did it rain? Friday night?
I forget.
I think it was.
We got an inch and a half.
Well, we didn't get nothing like that.
We
might have got a half inch.
Well, we got a half inch last night.
Last night?
Yes.
You mean you got rain last night?
Was it last night or the night before?
Friday night.
The night before, wasn't it? Yeah, Friday night. What'd you get?
About a half inch.
Yes. I didn't think it rained that much. I thought it just sprinkled. I didn't think it'd be enough in that measure. Now I went out there and I was surprised. Half inch, well, half inch, you can't turn up your nose with a half inch.
No, not this time of year.
No.
That's not the moisture.
No, it is the middle of March. Mm-hmm. Right when it's supposed to be dry.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Well, I do thank you.
And I just put out fertilizer too for Monday, so.
That'll help that.
That'll help it. And I want to put out. I'd like to put out 5 tons next week if I can get it. But I'll get it if they got it, if I have to haul a ton at a time.
Well, that's too much on the road, Marvin.
That's too much on the road, but then.
I believe I'd just set on them.
If you can't do no better, you can't do no better. I'm going to just have to find somebody.
That wear out your equipment.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I think I'll go back in there tomorrow and see what's wrong with it.
Well,
yeah. You
know we got to go.
Yes.
Well, we enjoyed the visit.
Well, now, let me see.
We got all across
cleaning
town.
And the front porch needs sweeping.
Needs buffing and cleaning.
Let's go over to your house now and see.
Yeah, let's go back with them.
Yeah.
Can't we? Everything over to your house is clean.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
I think it is.
Oh, no, it's not. I bet it's got dirty dishes in it.
There you are. See? Come over here and wash guys.
Yes, I.
Well, we'll have to make him wash my dishes.
Well, I tell you the truth.
I'm just put out with us for not getting that swamp cabbage.
One of the nicest things we ever done was go to that homecoming service over to the Townsend Methodist Church. I think of that very often. And I wonder why in the world I don't go back some of these times.
Well, why don't you?
Well, you... Wouldn't be right unless we could all go together.
I think of a lot of interesting things we've done, first and last. But that was one of the nicest. Does you know Miss Mary had all that?
Oh, that cake.
And he all had that good old ham.
Lord, that was the best eating.
And I like that preacher, Rogers. He come back for the occasion.
That's right.
I liked him.
Sure did.
Well, you say you think we better.
I remember he started all sort of slow and warmed up as he went. Do you remember that?
That's when it's time for him to get to stop preaching. He's just getting started.
Well, we sure are glad you came over.
And that fella Carson was over there, don't you know?
Yes, sir.
Over there. Whatever happened? Whatever.
You know he got killed.
Yes.
Here.
What happened to the? I never heard of anything about it.
They didn't do nothing. That was Dr. Strange.
Oh. Yeah.
Dr. Strange and Jimmy can run over you and hurt you if they won't do it. That's all right.
And that's where it's been?
That's where it's been.
Well, y'all come see it.
We'll do that.
Well, Marvin, I hate to see you go, but I appreciate and glad you got over.
We just went over to check out y'all.
Good night, slack.
Well, that was a nice visit.
Yes, but you look how long we stayed. You haven't got any more working time.
I can't work it, so I have something.
You going to need some help?
I don't.